So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. All right, buddy George, this guy really knows central Pennsylvania. Robert says Schenkweilers is the family that runs it, and Becky's are two drive-in theaters in the Lehigh Valley near Allentown.
All right.
It's not that far away from Ben Sam. Well, I don't think it is. There are two right there that still do. It's seasonal, so I don't know. It's a little chilly right now.
I wouldn't be doing it tonight.
Yeah, no. Sure. So I'd be looking for warmer climes before you do it. Okay. 855-839-1210. We're going to talk with Dave McCormick, Senator McCormick, coming up, and Dr. Robert Maloney. Or Malone. What am I saying? Malone.
He's Italian now.
Yeah, he's Italian. I made him Italian. He is the principal guy on the vaccine panel of RFK's vaccine panel. He was the one calling the names the other day on the big vote on hepatitis B, which is not just about that. It's the first shot fired on what's going to happen with vaccines and vaccine knowledge. He's the principal guy. You may have heard of before. You'll get him today at 2:30. Got a great side question going on. And I mentioned right before the break, Brian Kilmeade. Here's Kilmeade this morning. It's cut 27. Yikes. I gave you 28 cuts. What the heck's happened? Oh, one of them, make sure we show it, is Gavin Newsom.
Oh, yeah.
With a new way. You know, Jesse Waters says, don't cross your legs. Now, I'm on stage tomorrow night, Henry. And you know, I don't know why, but my legs feel a little bit heavy just with feet on the floor. I don't know if you ever get that.
No, not really.
No, you never crush your leg.
I'm a feet of the floor. No, I'm not.
How about not your leg, but your ankle to the thing?
The ankle? You know, I'll do ankles.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what I do.
Okay.
But Gavin Newsom, my God, yeah. I wish I could put that on the big screen
way
tomorrow night.
Way too much. Yeah.
Way too much. We'll show that. YouTube.com/social
media response to it, too.
Oh, God, he's killing himself in a vital area. My God, how could he sit like that? Here's Kilmeade, though. He warns the GOP could lose elections as Hispanics feel they have been broadly targeted by ICE. Brian Kilmeade.
So, you know, it helps to have a Republican governor, but you don't have a Republican mayor, but she does seem reasonable. But the problem is the protests and the hounding of the ICE agents make extremely tough to do the job.
Well, it's going to be happening more because you probably saw the video yesterday of Zoran Mamdani, who's going to be the next mayor, who is not a Republican. He's a socialist here in New York. And he released this video on X offering advice to illegal immigrants on how to evade ICE. Listen.
Double and triple down in sanctuary cities.
I guess my problem is not him offering advice to citizens. It's that you're not keeping your promise when you said that you want the criminals to leave. And that's what the message from Democrats, they got to shift their focus to cooperation with getting rid of the criminals out of the country. Okay, the other people that you feel like should have a pathway, maybe you can discuss that with the White House. But at the very least, there has to be a plan to say, okay, this person is raping people. They got to go. This person is a murderer. This person is wanted. This person has a DUI. We're going to turn those people over. I haven't heard any Democrat say, Mr. President, we're going to help you turn those people over and get them out of the country.
Brian, he went on to say that ICE can't enter your private spaces like your home, your school, or your private area like your workplace without a warrant signed by a judge. He said, if you're being detained, you can ask, am I free to go? You heard him say that. ICE can legally lie to you, he says. He said, you have the right to keep your door closed. Stand up and know your rights.
Right. For Mondami to do this is totally in your face to people that were worried that he was going to be working with Trump. I think that was to his community. But here's the nuance. The nuance is there's an election in Miami right now.
Right.
And for the first time in decades, it looks like a Democrat could win. And that is a very Hispanic community. And the whole redistricting in Texas was if the president continues to make gains with the Hispanic community. Some of them are misreading the aggressive tactics of ICE and taking it on the whole Hispanic community. And they feel as though they've been too broadly targeted. And that's why the president's numbers are coming down with Hispanics. That's why Tom Holman's got to get together with Kristi Noem and find out whose policy is going to work. Because they have an election, a midterm election. Things aren't going to go good for anybody's mission on the Republican side if they lose the Hispanic vote or nullify and negate some of the gains that they've worked so hard to make. So they got to figure out a policy that goes for the criminals, the people that are abusing their visa, and leaves the people that belong here.
Well, again, Brian just completely choking at the end. Yeah, abusing the visa, criminals. What about the people that are here illegally? Is that what he's saying? That's what I'd asked him. That's what he seems to be saying to me. He's saying going after them more broadly. That's what Trump was elected on. So, you know, criminals and all that, maybe a million, who knows? Abusing the visa and all that. But the others that have been here, what about them? All right, Dave McCormick. Senator McCormick is next with a whole lot that first year to talk about on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, Dom Giordano's show. Of course, we'll have Dom's Money Melody, but first, we have a guy that has had an outstanding and very significant first year in office. Senator Dave McCormick joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Senator, I'm glad to see that review of the first year. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Dom. How are you, my friend?
Very good. I wanted to start with your visit to Philadelphia. Tell us about the school you chose to visit today and why.
Well, it was an incredible visit. I was there to talk about school choice. And we had in the Big Beautiful Bill, the Working Families Tax Cut Act, we had a provision for school choice, which essentially gives a $1,700 tax credit to anyone who donates to school choice programs. And so that was passed by the House and the Senate, and it was signed by the president, and that's going to be rolled out next year. And it's going to be an incredible opportunity to give great school options to every single Pennsylvanian. And so I visited today one of the beneficiaries of this, which was the St. Helena of the Incarnation School in Philadelphia. And I got to tell you, an absolute inspiration. You've got families there, most of whom would be in the public school system otherwise, which is failing them. And you had engaged parents and great kids talking about bright futures. It was a very inspiring day.
Yeah, you would think who could be against that, Senator, but let me take the gloves off against my colleagues in the media. I blame them more than Josh Shapiro for not giving an answer. You would think we know everything about this. There's nothing hidden about this. It's not going to take away, as you said in today's Inquirer, from the public schools or anything else. In fact, in some instances, it might give some money toward it. And yet Josh Shapiro has no answer on whether he's going to accept this, as I understand it.
Yeah, that's right. And this op-ed was to basically say, listen, this is a great thing for Pennsylvania, but we got to choose. we got to lean into it. We've got about through the great incentive programs we already have in Pennsylvania, we've got about $600 million a year that goes to school choice. This program at the federal level, If people invest in this through making philanthropic donations to get a tax break for, this could be another $900 billion in Pennsylvania that's not going to take a single dollar away from the public schools, but give parents choice. And the one thing that no one can disagree with is our schools are failing our kids. The second thing no one can disagree with, I mean, by any measure, all the test scores are getting worse, not better. The second thing people can't disagree with factually is that we already have school choice. Rich people can send their kids wherever they want. So the failing schools disproportionately affect poor kids. They disproportionately affect people of color. So if the American dream is to give opportunity, equality of opportunity to everybody, this is the way, man. This is the path. And that was what we were talking about today.
And this is a governor who came close, at least on paper, I'll give him that, a child of God statement in the one budget, came close to actually doing something meaningful. So here should be a no-brainer for him, Senator, to sign off on this, because we just, in the current budget, they just put in record monies for the public schools.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be a no-brainer for our governor, and frankly, it should be a no-brainer for any governor.
Right.
And what we're seeing here, you know, we keep talking about this race for leadership in the world with China, AI and energy and so forth, which I fully believe we're in the middle of. But there's also another race going on. It's a race with Tennessee and Georgia and Arkansas and Florida and Texas. And what we've got to realize is that capital and talent, they're like water. They go on the path of least resistance. So if we don't have an environment where we've got great kids coming out of our schools and able to perform and learn key skills, then Pennsylvania is going to continue to lag. And what's happening is other states across the country are embracing school choice. They are, after seeing how devastating the public schools were during COVID, they are embracing this idea. So if Pennsylvania wants to give opportunity to all its kids, and if Pennsylvania wants to stay in the lead in terms of a place where people are going to want to invest, we got to get this thing turned around. And school choice is the way to do it. And this legislation, listen, I've been in the Senate for a year. One of my proudest things was to be the co-sponsor of this legislation and then able to, you know, be part of something that got signed into law that can help Pennsylvanians right now.
You're the perfect guy for it on that because of what you've been driving in Pennsylvania. Also, though, you can reach across the aisle. You and John Fetterman, it's historic seeing that play out. So, you know, what is it in your theory then with Governor Shapiro? It seems like you two would talk. You're both guys that are very prominent in this, and this is a no-brainer. What's the objection, if you had to boil it down? Where's the objection on this from anybody?
What?
I mean, he's the decider,
yeah.
Right, Dave? Josh Shapiro
yeah,
will
the
be the
decider. Opt in.
He's the decider.
Yeah.
What's the objection?
He's the one who decides. Well, I don't want to speak for
okay.
his objections. He hasn't said he's going to do yet. But what the objections in general are is that, A, you know, if you have school choice, it's going to take away money from the public schools. No.
Right.
This is all additional money. Second is that, no, these non-public schools are not accountable. Well, actually, what we have is public schools that have been held accountable, which have failed us. And the accountability that's created with school choice is choice. Parents can move their
yes.
kids wherever they want. You know, I just, as I said, just did this tour. You know, the cost of these schools is quite extensive. It's, you know, up to $10,000 a kid. This is for preschool to eighth grade. 2,000 of that is paid by the parents. 8,000 of that's paid by scholarship money. So if we want to have kids across Philadelphia and across the Commonwealth have this option, we're going to need a lot more money. And this choice creates competition and accountability. The third thing is bad for teachers. Listen, I'm the son of two public school teachers. I went to public school mm-hmm. myself. I'm pro teacher, man. We got to have great teachers. They made the difference in my life. But teachers need great schools. And right now we're investing in failing schools as opposed to investing in succeeding schools, winning schools, and great teachers. And so those are the objections. I don't think they have much merit, to be honest with you. I think the teachers' unions are dragging their feet and more than dragging their feet, they're fighting for their life because they think this puts them at risk. And you know what? It's not about them. It's about the kids. And if we can do great things for kids, opportunity for everybody, it's going to be great for Pennsylvania and great for every family.
Now, you started to take a look back and we kind of intersected here with your first year. What's the biggest moment? Was it all that firepower coming together with President Trump here in Pennsylvania, or was it something else?
You know, that was that Energy and Innovation Summit, which was such a catalyst for investment, $90 billion, and, you know, the president's cabinet, and he came, and Governor Shapiro was there, of course, and Senator Fetterman. It was a huge day. But, you know, I may surprise you. The day that really hit me most, I think, just most memorable, was being in the White House when Mark Fogel arrived mm-hmm. after being released from that Russian prison. And, you know, his mom was 95. I met her on the campaign trail. I promised her to work hard on getting Mark home. And she came to our house, my wife and I, in Squirrel Hill, and sat with us and cried. And she said, you know, I'm afraid I'm never going to see my son. I'm going to die. She was 95. She is 95 years old. I'm going to die before seeing my son. And please do everything you can. And being there to see him step out of that, he stepped out of a car at the White House, and he had a flag wrapped around him. And I had never met him. And he came up to me and said, my mom told me all about you. And thank you for having her to your house in Squirrel Hill. And thank you for your help. Of course, President Trump and lots of other people were deeply involved.
Yes.
I'm not taking credit for it, but I was part of it. And it was just a, you know, teared up moment. Dean and I were standing there and we just felt like we were part of something really special.
Well, it has been a special year, a year of accomplishment. When you ran, we were talking about Pennsylvania deserves a front bench, not the back benchers. You've delivered on that. Upcoming, is it next week that you get into, or this week? It's a little bit unclear. Where's Dave McCormick? What are you looking at on health care, at least in broad terms? Where are you on that as we end the year?
Well, you know, in a nutshell, we've got a desperately failing system of Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. 15 years ago, it promised lower prices, it promised greater access, and it promised improved quality, a dismal failure on all three. And so we're going to, you know, even though the Democrats and President Obama created this mess, I think Republicans and Democrats alike are going to have to work to fix it. That's not going to happen in the next month. So, but we got to create space to do that. And one of the challenges, of course, is you're referring to are these COVID subsidies, which were additional money given to healthcare companies, healthcare insurance companies during COVID. And right now those end at the end of this year.
Right.
And in the case of a number of people, their premiums are going to go way up, working families. But the current subsidies are broken. So the current subsidies, if you were making $500,000, you could still get a subsidy for your health care. So my view is the Democrats are proposing a ridiculous thing, which is a three-year extension as they stand. My opinion is we should shorten that duration. We should reform this and put significant income caps that would be much, much lower. And then we got to root out a lot of the fraud. There's an automatic re-enrollment every year, which just is rife with fraud. So I would reform it. I'd extend it. I'd make sure that working people, if you're a family that makes $50,000 a year and your health care premiums go up by $200 a month, that's a backbreaker. You can't do that. So we got to help working families. We got to reform it. We got to do it for a short amount of time. And then we got to get back to work on reforming health care in a way that gives more choice, health savings accounts, much more transparency, more competition, and tries to get bending the curve on this. Right now we spend three times more on per individual in America than any industrialized country.
Wow. Yeah.
in the world, and we got a mortality rate of 72. So a male average death in America from a man is 72, and in other developed countries it's in the 80s or 90s. So we've got bad outcomes. We got triple the cost, and 25 million Americans don't have access to health care. So we've got a complete and utter mess on our hands. But as we're figuring out what to do with it, we got to make sure we're not, you know, breaking the back of working families.
Absolutely. Senator, to you and your wife, Merry Christmas. And again, thanks for a big, big year. Do you know in 2026 what's the major agenda, or you'll tell us down the road?
Well, the one thing I hope we can deliver on, which will be enormous for Pennsylvania, is permitting reform.
Okay.
You know, that is the big deal. It's not just for natural gas. It's for nuclear. It's for solar. It's for everything. We are in a world where energy dominance is more important than ever, and we're not going to get there without getting permitting reform, which is going to unleash $1 trillion of capital. It'll be great for the economy, great for our energy capability. We'll keep down energy prices, and it's complicated, but I think that's the big agenda item, and I hope we can get there.
Absolutely. Senator, thank you so much. Thanks for joining today.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
All right. Senator Dave McCormick here on Talk Radio 1210. Lots out of there. You heard what he said on health care. If we get Brian Fitzpatrick on, Henry, have that ready to go. We'll play his view versus Fitzpatrick. Coming up, Jasmine Crockett has apparently forced out this all-red guy who's the darling in Texas to run for the Senate. Will she be the Democrat nominee? Oh, my God. Let me move to Texas and run on the Republican side. I can hardly wait. I'll give you details on that. And we have Dr. Robert Malone, the guy when it comes to vaccine and the new panel of RFK Jr. He's next here on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
That is exactly right. Big prize today. In the On Deck Circle, we're going to go to the guy on the Tom Giordano program, Dr. Robert Malone. First, let's go to Bill in Mullica Hill. Bill, what's your answer on Money Melody today?
That would be the Goo Goo Dolls.
That is correct, Bill. I will place you on hold, and you are going to go off to the Metro Diner. Nicely played. We'll do it again tomorrow with the full thing. But Dr. Robert Malone, you may have seen him the other day when this hepatitis B situation came down. He was the guy doing the roll call. Indicative, I think, of his stature on this, shall we say, new and revamped RFK Jr. committee that is the decider on guidance around vaccinations, around vaccine. Dr. Robert Malone joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Doctor, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, well, we want to talk about the hepatitis B, and I was watching your reaction. You were very straightforward when you had some people who were pretty upset with this idea, and I think that's why they put you there to count the vote. Give us, Doctor, the major reason for this, and I'll give you some of the criticisms and see what you say. Why come down with this new stance that listeners are aware of around hepatitis B vaccine?
Pardon me. So the issue here is whether or not there is a need to dose children that are at extremely low risk for being infected with hepatitis B at the time of their birth. And it's often presented as a mandate to mothers and parents. Why is that necessary? It's not done in virtually any other Western industrialized country. And it was implemented in the United States, as documented in the New York Times back then. Basically, the logic was, well, we're not able to get adults to comply with the hepatitis B vaccine, and so we're going to have to start vaccinating them as children. And the best way to do that is to get them immediately at the time of birth. But the problem is that children at the time of birth don't have well-developed organ systems in a variety of different ways. Their brains, their kidneys, their livers are still developing, and they're very sensitive to various kinds of toxins and stimuli. And furthermore, mothers at the time of birth, for those that are listening that have given birth, they know that that is a really tense time. And if they're presented with a bunch of paper, as often is the case when they go to the hospital, they'll just go along, sign it, not think about it, because they're busy worrying about their delivery that's upcoming. And in that, basically what happens is that they don't really have informed consent. And so what is at hand here is bringing U.S. policy into alignment both with the science of child development, infant development, the rights of parents to informed consent, and alignment with the rest of the world.
So, Dr. As a layman here, but I've interviewed any number of people, Dr. Paul Offit from Children's Hospital in Philadelphia,
yes,
what comes
course.
To mind?
Who, by the way, was invited to the ACIP meeting,
okay.
but declined.
That's kind of surprising. Yeah, I think it's better if
yeah,
you guys...
Yeah, he's got very strong opinions, but he doesn't
right.
seem to want to have them challenged.
I think it's much better, you're right, if you guys duke it out scientifically so we get a better sense of all options here. Why the 2 months, though, for listeners? Is that what we've settled on, what the directive would be? At 2 months, you would recommend this?
No, it's actually a lot more nuanced than that,
okay.
and the press has really done a poor job
okay.
on explaining what the language actually was. So it's more subtle and in some ways more profound. The rest of the world that does those countries that do advocate for some hepatitis B vaccination of children all begin that vaccination at 2 months. It is absolutely an arbitrary number. It could be 3 months, could be 4 months. But the point is to delay the first vaccine until you're moving beyond a critical phase of development of your newborn baby. And 2 months is what much of the world does. But the recommendation is it's really quite subtle. It's number one, that you need to confer with your healthcare provider about your risks and benefits and those of your child in receiving this product. To illustrate the point, if you're someone who is living in a community that is, there are many recent Asian immigrants, and Asia and Africa are where we have the majority of hepatitis B in the world, and recent immigrants from those regions have historically had a higher incidence of hepatitis B. The real surge in Hep B came after the Vietnam War, when all of the Southeast Asians that had been supporting the United States government mm-hmm. immigrated to the United States. That's when we had this real surge. And so if you're a mother giving birth to a child, where you're going to have a frequent contact between your child and others in your community that are hepatitis B virus positive, then maybe you ought to go ahead and have it very soon or at birth, if they're going to be, you know, around the child immediately after birth. But for the average person, the average mother, the average child, the vast majority of children that have no risk, they aren't surrounded by people that have hepatitis B. If the mother chooses, or the parents, the guardians choose to vaccinate with hepatitis B, the suggestion, it wasn't a recommendation, is that you don't initiate those doses until 2 months. Remember, there's three doses in the series.
Yes.
But it's also worded very carefully that that's if you wish to proceed with the vaccine. So it leaves the option open that if a mother or a guardian decides they don't want to vaccinate their child for hepatitis B, they no longer have to. What we're trying to do is get away from mandates.
Okay, but let me ask you on that, doctor, because you've said a lot of stuff here that I agree with you. The media did not report to Africa and the Asian countries. Getting away with this, though, am I right that hepatitis B, the argument on the other side, is incurable? It's going to be a lifetime disease, and we know all the outcomes that might happen as a result. Why would we want to move away from a mandate? What's your reasoning on that?
The reason is twofold. Number one, we want to shift the whole emphasis here on informed consent, towards the rights of the individual and the rights of the individual guardian of a child to make decisions about what's best for that particular patient or that particular child, and move it away from this kind of mindless insistence on the greatest good for the greatest number that has become the norm in public health. The idea that the state has the right to impose an injected medical treatment on you as an individual. You know, this gets back to my body, my choice. We want to move this whole public health discourse back towards the rights of the individual for bodily autonomy and making their own informed choice about what they want to do. We're not taking anybody's vaccine away from anybody. Matter of fact, we were very careful to make sure that the funding is in place, that anybody that wants to receive one of these products will still have it subsidized by the federal government, Medicare, Medicaid, et cetera. We haven't taken anybody's vaccine rights away at all. What we've done is created a pathway that for those parents, and there's quite a few of them, that aren't comfortable with hepatitis B vaccination of their children, they don't have to do it. And by the way, that is the norm throughout almost all of Europe. And this whole logic that, well, there are no harms, that's false. That's propaganda. All you have to do is look at the package insert for hepatitis B vaccines about the risks. To say that there's no risks is absurd. They're all listed there on the package insert. This is propaganda.
Is Dr. Robert Malone with us? Is autism one of them? You know, even as a layman, what I do, doctor, I'm keenly aware of this debate over autism back and forth. And I'm sensitive toward we have to get at the root of this. Could I ask you to summarize, and take your time, it's fine, of where Dr. Robert Malone sees some of the causal elements when it comes to autism? What are some of the main things you're looking at?
So this whole issue about acetaminophen, about Tylenol.
Right.
Actually, there are solid data in multiple peer-reviewed studies and a mechanism of action that makes sense. So that looks an awful lot like the president got it right, that may be one of the contributing factors. There are also genetic factors. That is an underlying truth. There are some genetic risk factors. There are other factors that we don't understand. A lot of people think that vaccines are one of them, and that's based upon observations of parents of vaccine-injured children that again and again and again report that the child was healthy, the vaccine was administered, and then the child wasn't healthy in a number of different ways, typically involving crying or suddenly showing signs of some kind of a neurologic damage. And so we can't overlook all those parents. And they're, frankly, one of the things that's coming out that I'm troubled by is that we don't really understand what's going on with sudden infant death syndrome. And there are many reports and considerable concern that sudden infant death syndrome cases may be associated with vaccination in time. Okay, so now we need to start collecting what is the vaccine history preceding in a sudden infant death syndrome event. The state of Florida is starting to do that. They're requiring it. Now, the thing that's mentioned with hepatitis B vaccines and autism, and it is not one of the warnings on the package insert. Let's be clear of that. The FDA has not identified this as a risk. But one of the issues is the use of this adjuvant, this thing, cofactor, that makes vaccines more immunogenic, called alum, an adjuvant. Alum is an aluminum salt, and it was first discovered in the 1920s, and has kind of been grandfathered into a whole lot of the pediatric vaccines, not the live ones, but the killed ones and the subunit ones. They all have alum, and they've all been tested separately, alum or other aluminum salts. They've been tested separately and we can argue about how well,
right.
But they haven't ever been tested collectively. And when you give all of these vaccines in short series together to the child, then you really need to start asking, well, is there some component of all those vaccines that may be causing an additive effect? And there is literature suggesting that aluminum salts can be taken up and migrate to the brain and impact on brain function, essentially, in the developing young child. And so do we disregard that? I think what we need to do is we have to get more data. And until we get that data, we have to be thinking very cautiously about whether or not the risks justify the benefits for these different vaccines. Do we have to have all these doses administered all in a very close time together?
Let me ask you that I would tell you in talk radio, that is one of the biggest common sense things that people will say, and that I will agree. It strikes me as something to take a deep look at, just the logic of it. So what's the argument on the other side? Why do we, in your view, when you have opponents on this, and that's principally our system right now, why do we do that? Why all at once or over a short period of time? What's the argument to do that?
Yeah, and I got an earful of it, as you heard, over those last 2 days. I had to manage that whole meeting, and I tried really hard to be open-minded and carefully listen to the various professional societies and not just dismiss their comments. And by the way, they were coordinating those various statements on Signal while they were making them publicly. That was a show, and it was a coordinated series of statements that were deployed there. But the argument is with hepatitis B that the decline in incidence of hepatitis B in the United States has been driven by this policy of vaccinating in birth. But in fact, that the data that were presented, and the other side didn't seem to want to acknowledge it, but there were new data presented from the CDC that showed that that's not true. And it's quite compelling if you look at it objectively. So the thesis that vaccines are what caused the decrease in hepatitis B, it doesn't hold up to scrutiny. Other non-vaccine interventions seem to have been the ones that made the difference. Now, the argument, there isn't really a cogent argument that I've heard as to why all these vaccines have to be administered together, except for pediatrician convenience. The idea that, We want to minimize the number of visits that patients have to have, and we want to maximize the vaccine coverage in those visits. And so that's why we compress all these things together so that little Johnny goes to the doc and he gets five shots so that he doesn't have to come back at different times over the next year. But that's not that's about the convenience of the doctor. That's not about best practices for the patient.
Absolutely. Dr. Robert Malone, thank you for coming on today. Where do we find you? Where do we go to find you on Twitter or website? Where do we go?
Well, thank you. I'm on X, Gab, Getter, and Truth Social at RW Malone MD. But most importantly, you can go to malone.news. That's our daily Substack. And you don't have to pay. You can subscribe. It'll come straight into your email. So that's malone.news. And thank you. And pay attention to what President Trump has authorized Secretary Kennedy to do. We're now going to have to take a look at the entire vaccine schedule because of President Trump's directive to Secretary Kennedy last Friday night.
Absolutely. Doctor, thank you. We welcome you back here in Philadelphia anytime. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Dr. Robert Malone here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. You can see where this vaccine committee is going. And one burst is not enough here. We'll continue. You heard where he said they're going next, his sense of it. Your reaction at 855-839-1210 and the lightning round. We want to get a winner today on something that really has declined, gone out of public view. We've had really good answers, person, place, or thing. Hit us with that on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Oh, I see one of my favorite answers on here.
I knew
we
you
used
would.
To duke it out with Dan on this, who never got the concept. It's still here, apparently, in downtown Philadelphia.
Really?
We'll see. Yep. I could go there right now for some chicken pot pie. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony on the lightning round here with Dom. All right, Earl, what do you have?
Real quick, couple things. I already explained that I think the measles vaccine is responsible for autism. We're not going to go over that again. We already did that a couple times on your show. I didn't call last week because I was in the mountains with the snow.
So, yeah, that's wonderful. I would be at the beach, but if you prefer the mountain snow, that's great.
And my answer is going to be, there used to be a time where you would drive around late at night and you would see diners all over the place. And there'd be a line at 2 o'clock in the morning of people waiting to go into the diners after the bars shut down. And I finally decided to figure out, you know, why is that? That, you know, you don't see any diners anymore and you don't see the lines. It used to be that you would go to some hole in the wall bar and drink. And if they had a kitchen, maybe you got a sandwich. Now, you have all these bars, Chickies and Peace and PJ Wheelahan's and everything, that are bars and restaurants. They have kitchens. They sell all sorts of food. And now that you can actually eat at a bar, there's no reason for you to go to the diner when you're done.
That is a good one. I love theories like that. You know, someday, Henry, mark this down. We'll talk about it afterward. Just your theory on something. Now, we have to be careful with the screening.
Yeah.
You get kind of wild.
Yeah.
You know, I have theories on everything out there. I bet you have a few, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Particularly sports theories. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go to Bill and Bucks. All right, Bill and Shorts. Bill. Oh.
Bill put us on hold, so I had to drop
Okay, I hear you. Gene and Abington. Gene, what's yours?
Oh, you know, Dom, when I was growing up, you walked down the block all over row homes, and on top of every home was a television antenna. We don't have them anymore. They're gone. All we have is cable now.
That might be a good thing. So, Richard in Summerdale. All right, Richard, what's yours?
Well, before I go, the guy looking for the drive-in movie, I believe in Vineland, when Dulce Drive down in Jersey, and during the summer, the Dulce Drive-in Theater was still open during the summertime.
All right, so, Robert, there you go. Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
Okay, and my side question is, the Horn Hard Art Automat used to be one across the street from City Hall in Philly we used to go through down in the basement.
Thank you. I think there's one on Walnut, I want to say, Henry.
I
had the guy on. I don't know if he's still in business. Dan doesn't get the romance of the automat.
I have to see it for myself in order to draw a conclusion.
The pie's in there. He's telling me for 2 years. Who are you
kidding? Yeah, sounds good.
Zenos. I thought diners would spur him here in Upper Darby. All right, Zenos, what's yours today?
Good afternoon, Dom. You know what it is? It sort of spurred me up as a kid. It was a novelty for us because my dad didn't really like it. It was the old-fashioned TV dinners with that aluminum tray and all that stuff.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, my dad wasn't a fan for us, but for us the kids, you know, he did it on a Friday so he could say we were Americanized, which we were. You know, we practiced the Greek stuff outside, but we assimilated to this country. But unfortunately, there's too many people that don't want to assimilate. Your people, my people, we all did it, Dom. And that's
Thank you.
All I got to say.
Thank you, Zenos. Imagine the TV dinner as a metric of fitting in with America. It's willing to go to that level. Oh, my God, how ghastly when I see the TV
Salisbury
dinner.
Salisbury steak, anyone?
Oh, goodness. All right, Henry, all right. I think there was a winner in my mind today, but
there was a lot of good answers today.
Yeah.
I think the three that I like the most were Mike and Marlton with the stewardess,
yes.
Joe and Columbus with the singles bar,
yes.
And they're all Tacone with the lines outside the diner after the bars.
Yeah.
But I know you like the automat.
Yeah, but I got to go with Joe of Columbus.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that call.
Yeah,
that call
was
tremendous. Joe of Columbus earned it today. Hey, by the way, don't forget, we're one day away. Right around this time, I'll be driving at the end of his show, Scott Jennings, to what could go wrong? To the Colonial Theater. Get your tickets now. It's going to be fabulous tomorrow night. And if you get the upper tier, which is the meet and greet, which is fabulous backstage for like an hour and 15 minutes, we have that. And the book, which I've been telling you I couldn't get enough of, and the 1210 Christmas Ornament Limited Edition. Go to 1210WPHT.com. Get those tickets now. 1210WPHT.com. Yeoman work by Henry today. The Rich the Always Show is next. Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.